The National Hockey League postseason gets underway later this week, and the Arizona Coyotes will again be on the outside looking in. And that led to what the organization has labeled a mutual parting of the ways with head coach Rick Tocchet after four seasons. So what is next for the Coyotes and the team's relatively new ownership? Will the next direction lead to some sustained success? Earlier, I spoke with Craig Morgan of azcoyotesinsider.com for an update. He started by assessing how the Coyotes' performance in the just-completed regular season compared to his expectations.
About as expected, actually. I knew this team was going to be a fringe playoff team simply because of their roster construction. There are a lot of holes, a lot of deficiencies in this roster. I could cite a number of those, but the obvious ones are the lack of a number one center, the lack of goal scoring, and really an aging blue line and an injury-plagued goaltending core. So with all of those things in mind, I had a feeling that they would be battling for that final playoff spot in the division, and that's where they were for most of the season. Unfortunately, late in the season for them, they hit a really cold spell, and I thought it came during a period of the schedule where they really could have made some hay and gotten themselves in when they had a five-point lead on St. Louis for that final spot, but they just couldn't get that extra goal and make that extra play, so they are on the outside looking in once again. I know they made the playoffs last year, but that was in an expanded, unusual format. So really, since 2012, Steve, they have not made the conventional playoff format.
How much of it comes down to not having enough money to spend or not spending enough money, and how much of it is in player development?
Ownership impacts everything. I think everything filters down, but it's way too early to say what the impact of the Morelos is on this organization, because they haven't been here very long, and right after they arrived, COVID-19 hit. So it's really tough to judge anything through that lens. Player development is critical, but to me, the biggest weakness of this franchise ever since its arrival has been its inability to draft impact players. Now, some of the time, development is just as key. You may draft the right player, but your development system is not very good, and so he doesn't achieve his potential. But when you look at the players that they've drafted over the years, nobody is actually lighting it up even after they leave Arizona. They just haven't. They haven't had the resources to devote to scouting. They haven't made the right choices when they've had higher picks. And of course, they haven't had any draft lottery luck. They haven't had a top two pick in their entire time here. And that certainly impacts things a lot, because when you look at the franchise players, the true impact players around the league, by and large, those guys end up getting drafted number one or number two overall.
So other than, as you mentioned, this sort of play-in thing in the bubble last season, Coyotes haven't made the playoffs in a long time. So Rick Tocchet, as head coach, did not lead the team to the playoffs. And without putting all of it on him, was his departure at this point a surprise, or did it seem inevitable?
No, it really did seem inevitable. I'll be honest, Steve, I had the story written before it happened. That's how inevitable I thought it was. Yeah. And it wasn't just the Coyotes wanting a new voice, which I think they do. I think they want a younger voice to grow with this team. They do have a young core. And maybe, you know, I don't want to put this on Rick that he can't relate to younger players, because I think that's unfair. But I think that is an element that they're looking for with a younger coach. But there are also things that Rick Tocchet was evaluating himself that he was going to need to want to stay with his organization. I think he wanted... First of all, he probably wanted a little more money because he was making one of the lowest salaries in the NHL. He wanted to know that this was not going to be another lengthy rebuild, and I do think we're looking at a few seasons. And he wanted some control over personnel decisions. If you remember back to last season, some people were let go, including video coach Steve Peters, that he didn't want to see walk out the door, and he really didn't have any say in that. So I think the combination of those factors and knowing that he probably wasn't going to get them led Rick Tocchet to make this decision as well. I think this is one of those rare instances, Steve, where this truly is a mutual parting.
So I presume that was one of the big reasons that general manager Bill Armstrong was hired when he was, and you had a chance to be part of a conference call, a Zoom call, to find out what may be next. And you alluded to that a moment ago, but what did you hear from him that made you think the Coyotes are going to move in a particular direction with coach and with other things?
Well, he did talk about the desire for bringing in a younger voice to grow with the team. He said that explicitly, and that didn't surprise me. Let's be honest, that coach is probably going to be a little less expensive too, so that works with a franchise that lost a lot of money last year in COVID. But in terms of the draft, they don't have a first-round pick again this year. We know well the sins of the past regime, losing draft picks because of illegal testing, fitness testing of draft-eligible players before the combine. And then they traded some picks away. So the Coyotes don't have a first-round pick or a third-round pick in this next draft. You know, it's much harder to find an elite player in that situation. what I think Coyotes fans might be able to latch onto, and we'll see how it plays out, is the fact that Armstrong cut his teeth as a director of amateur scouting, and before that, as a scout in St. Louis. And he did a good job. If you look at the history of the players that they took, he has a good history, and St. Louis won a Stanley Cup in 2019. That's no coincidence.
Craig, one final question, and I'm going to shock you. It's not going to be about a stadium or an arena, so there. I know it's really difficult. You've covered the team for so long, the organization for so long, but the pandemic makes that more difficult to really get a feel, I understand, even with the contacts and connections you have. But can you give me an idea of what you think the vibe or the feel of the organization is right now?
I think there's probably a little bit of unease more than anything, because we know that this is going to be an offseason of major change. The coach already started that, obviously, with parting ways with the team yesterday. But when you look at the roster, there are a lot of players on expiring contracts, unrestricted free agents, veterans that probably won't be back here next season. So there's going to be a lot of change on that front alone. So the younger players that remain will have to get used to a number of new faces. And then look, when a team doesn't succeed, when a team doesn't make the playoffs, the changes can run deeper. Bill Armstrong said that he was going to use this entire season as an evaluation period for the roster. Well, some of those younger players that thought that they were part of the core could end up being part of trades as Bill tries to retool this. I don't know that for a fact yet. I don't know what's going to happen. And the COVID-impacted market is certainly going to play a role in all of this. But I do think that he is looking to try and make some significant changes.
That is Craig Morgan. He has covered the Coyotes for many years. He is also the editor and founder of azcoyotesinsider.com. Craig, we always appreciate your time. Thanks.
Steve, thanks so much for having me.